It's the Aaron in the Morning Show on U92. Got my man Joe Coy. What's up?
I'm in here.
So
Salt Lake City.
You just walked in, and I was like, oh, man, he's not on CP time.
No, so- no. I should be, though. I'm Filipino.
Yeah, yeah.
So- Filipino time is later than CP time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
at
man.
Least by 6 to 7 hours.
Got you. Oh, what?
It's even later.
We would have been, all right, so we would have been on the night show when you would have got in here, huh?
Yeah, I invite my mom Christmas Eve just to be to the house Christmas Day.
Wow.
Like, it's that bad.
Speaking of your mom, man, a lot of comedy, a lot of your stuff you talk about in your bits is yeah. basically about your mom, you know?
Always.
Is that just like, man, you just have stories for days
it
growing up?
Stop. Like, I talk about, you know, when I was a kid, and then I go visit her, and I'm like, oh, let's talk about this recent stuff, too, man. My mom won't stop, man.
Anything recent happened with your mom?
Yeah. You know, my mom's a DJ. She's got her own.
What?
So she's retired, right? And she ended up being a DJ at a radio station. But it's AM radio.
Uh-huh.
So you have to rent the hour space there.
Wow.
I had no idea I'm the one renting this for her.
Oh, so you just sent her the cash.
Yeah, yeah, because it's a tax write-off. That's what she said. Yeah. It's a tax write-off, Joseph. So my mom's the one doing the ones and twos, man. Doing the, yeah, it's hysterical.
That is crazy.
Filipino music from the past, present, and future.
We gotta get her on the show, you know. We do
oh,
two
God.
Mixes.
Don't do that. She'll try and take this show over.
Cool, man. It's JR in the Morning Show. We're gonna be back with more Joe Coy. Yeah. He'll be at Wise Guys tonight. It's U92. U92 is JR in the Morning Show. Got Joe Coy in. Yay!
Hey, you know I was wearing shorts yesterday where I live, right?
Are you,
it's just hot.
Where's home?
L.A.,
oh,
man.
LA.
Where everyone should live.
LA. Oh, L.A. is awesome.
It's too cold, man.
But I like... See, all right, you might not believe this, but I'm a black guy that snowboards, so I love the mountains. And
it's against the law.
It is, right?
They should fine you every time that happens.
They do.
Lots of trips, because yeah, I'd be like, I swim, I do hiking. I'm super excited. I'm proud, too. I'm like, I don't care.
You know?
And when I go to Brighton, they're like, oh, man, like, yeah. What's going on?
I'm like, dude. This is a cool run. Is this guy trying to bobsled?
Oh, man. So I wanted to ask you, I see you have a show, right? A radio show, the Michael Yo and Joe Coy show.
Podcast, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's a podcast, and you get it for free on iTunes, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so sure. Tell me more.
And then Ed Corolla, I do Corolla, too. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, those are the two main ones that I'm on all the time.
So I saw you posted one probably like two days ago. Is it once a week? Or
Yeah, once a week with Michael Yo.
Okay, cool.
But he's always on the insider, so... It's crazy because I live on the hill, and right at the bottom is CBS.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
CBS Studios, that's where he works.
Yeah.
Always late.
Wow.
He's like, oh, I'm running a little late. I'm like, man,
CP
you
time.
Can walk to my house, man. There's no excuse.
So you do the show at your house?
Yeah, it's in my house, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So you don't have to get up, you don't have to...
No, man.
You just come in your PJs, like, all right, you ready, bro?
Yeah.
By the way, I got to make mention of something, man. For a comedian... You are the dopest dressed comedian that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He came with a fresh fitted. He got the Nike like jumpsuit going on. He got the kicks.
Yeah.
Look at the kicks.
J's for days, man.
J's for days. Is that your preference, J's?
I just have to, yeah. It looks good on my feet. I can't wear Reebok, man. I can't.
Reebok has a comeback, man.
Nah,
a couple celebrities.
I don't know how many times they bring back Allen Iverson shoes back.
I love that Allen Iverson.
But you know what?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that was it.
I love classic J's, especially 1 through 4, 1 through 5.
1 through 6.
1 through 6. Well, yeah.
11, my 11, 11's, 11's are
11's
my favorite.
Of course, yeah.
11's are my favorite.
Yeah, of course. They're everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
You're right.
There's girls listening to your show right now are like, what are they talking about?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm
what
not
is
gonna lie.
Ones, twos, and threes?
I'm not going to lie.
And who's 11? I hate her.
I did a lot of research last week on good replicas.
Yeah. Oh,
oh wow. Yeah.
You know, bootlegs?
Bootlegs, basically.
The ones you get at the flea market?
Because here's why. Because I Googled the buying Nike.
First of all,
Nike
I just want to interrupt you real quick. Yeah. I saw your laptop. It doesn't even have Google.
You know what?
My laptop's old. He's got a computer before Google. How are you going to be a DJ with an old school laptop?
Because I keep it real.
I saw this thing. Sony Vaio.
You know what? My Sony Vaio is so old that I think when I went to go look for J's, it automatically went to the bootlegs.
Yeah.
No,
it didn't he have Google? It was like search.com. That's what he has. Sony.
Whatyoulookingfor.com.
Wow. All right, so coming up in 3 minutes, Joe Coy is going to still be with us. He's going to be at Wise Guys tonight. Coming up in 3 minutes, we're going to talk to him during the mini mix.
Love you, though, man. You know I love you, right?
Oh, no. I understand. That's just how I am. I ain't ashamed of it at all. I'm proud.
It's U92 JR, the morning show. JR in the morning show right here on U92.
Yeah, this is my jam.
This is your jam?
Whenever someone goes, this is my jam, they jam, that means they just admitted that they're 40 years old.
So one thing I'm going to ask you, man. Joe Coy is in the studio. I see on Wikipedia, which is not always the reliable source. It's not always a reliable source, but I see some of your influences are Eddie Murphy.
Yes, of course.
Robin Williams.
Yes.
Billy Crystal.
Yes.
Bob Cosby.
Who?
Bill Cosby.
Of course, Bill Cosby.
All right, so what do you think about... why did I say Bob?
I have no idea why you said Bob Cosby, but then again, you are a black guy that skis.
So I lose my black card,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You got all the white comedians right.
I know, right?
Bob Cosby. Bob Cosby.
Look, man.
All right, Robert Pryor.
So let me tell you, you're actually my first guest on the show. This show has only been going on for a week. So 4 days.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, I'm a little nervous. Reading and... But what do you think about this?
Accusations.
Man, tongue twister right now.
I just like you talking. It's think of Bob Cosby and his accurate race and his acupuncture company.
I'm trying to act like I'm not nervous, and I've been doing this for years.
Okay.
But they move a night guy to morning, so
yeah,
I'm kind of still...
Not good. You're supposed to be asleep.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be asleep right now, so I'm still shaking up. But I want to know what you think about that.
The thing is, I got to meet him finally.
Uh-huh.
I met him last year, I believe. It was a year ago, and it was the best experience of my life. And then he gave me a drink. I fell asleep. I don't remember what happened after that. All I know is opening for him the next day. I was like, I'll do this. He was like, thank you for opening for me, Joe Coy. Have another drink. It's delicious.
Joe Coy, he's going to be here doing the mini mix right here on U92.
Come see me at Wise Guys, yo.
Yes, Wise Guys tonight. Let's go.
Also, he's going to be here tomorrow night and Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Those 2 days, too. So we're going to post all your information on our Facebook.com/U92SLC. Nice. Man, retweet my stuff, man. I'm trying to get famous. You know
Let's
what I'm
do
saying?
It. Let's blow you up.
Let's blow me up. U92.
The whitest black guy out in Salt Lake.
Boom. Easy. That's my branding name. It's there on the morning show.
Bob Cosby.
Dude, why am I talking like crap today?
It's okay, man.
It's your looks.
I believe in you.
It's your looks.
Yeah, just, man.
You're so fresh, so fly. I get, like, kind of nervous.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Yeah, Latu comes in sweat, so I'm not threatened by him.
Under Armour sweats.
Yeah.
Like I work out. Yeah, because the thing is, if I wear any other type of sweats, people don't think I work out because they think I'm just being lazy, which is the truth. But if I wear Under Armour sweats...
I still don't think you work out.
You think I work out.
I do. I just found out you're not black.
Yeah, here's the funny thing. There's a lot of Polynesians in L.A.
But no, this is crazy, though. I didn't know you weren't black. When you were sitting next to me, I thought you were a black guy. And then you said you were Tongan. And I was like, is Tongan being black in Polynesian?
LA. I would take that from you if you're from the East Coast, but you're from LA. There's a lot of Tongans in LA.
That don't look like you.
So we're talking to Joe Coy. Tell me a little bit about you working with Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea was great. I knew Chelsea when before the show took off.
Uh-huh.
We have a mutual friend, John Lovitz.
Okay.
So John Lovitz is the one that introduced me to Chelsea. So I just remember, like, out to eat with him one day. He was like, you have to meet Chelsea. She's hysterical. She's my number one friend on MySpace. Like, it was the funniest thing. That's how far back I go back
to MySpace
Chelsea.
Reference.
Exactly. Yeah.
Top 8.
Exactly. She was number one. And then we became friends. And next thing you know, we have that show. Well, not we. She had the show. But I was just big part of it for 7 years, man. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
So I know you're a family man. Do you have a special lady?
No, I'm single, man.
Okay, so did you ever holler at Chelsea?
Nah, man. It's hard to holler at somebody like that.
Really?
She got 50. She had a lot of people pulling on her. She was okay. I partied with her. I opened for her. I mean, we went everywhere.
Awesome.
I mean, we did a lot of shows, and nothing better than flying private jets to a show.
I would have tried to slide in, man.
Of course you would.
I would have been like, hey, boo, how you doing? You know, I know you like chalalaklets.
You are sounding thirsty right now.
What? It's Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, but he'd call her the wrong name.
Yeah. It's Chelsea Lately. That's her last name. Lately is her last name.
Man, you jacking up today, man.
All right, man.
It's Chelsea Hunter.
Yeah, Chelsea Hunter. It's cool. I mess up names. It's all good.
Yes.
So you got a show, one show tonight at Wise Guys.
Yes.
Wise Guys West Valley.
Yes.
You got two shows on Friday and Saturday, right?
That's it.
What's your Twitter again?
It's Joe Coy. Everything's Joe Coy. J-O-K-O-Y. Everything. Instagram, Facebook, website, everything.
Cool, man. I appreciate you coming by.
Let's take a picture of the Tongan next to me.
Okay, cool. We're going to do that. U92 SLC. You can see that picture on our Instagram.
Let's take a picture of his laptop.
With his laptop.
Yeah, hold on. With his laptop.
He's in the mix. We'll do it after the mix.
All right, let's do it.
All right, U92.
Bullies.
JR in the morning show. Woosah. All right, let's see if I get it right. Joe Coy in the studio.
There you go. It's easy.
Yes, it's easy, but I just need like a Jonathan or, Amanda. Well, not Amanda. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm used to easy names.
Or a Bill Cosby name.
Yeah. Bill is easy. William Cosby,
Yeah.
So, Lonzo, you said you got a question.
Yeah, you know what? Because you look fresh, dope hip-hop, so I want to know what hip-hop artists are your favorites.
Right now, currently, or
all together. I want everything. Your favorite artist, both old and new.
Well, I can never go wrong with Biggie. Like, Biggie's always banging in my car, nonstop. Biggie bangs in the club. You play him to this day, it's still banging.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm West Coast, so of course my heart goes with Tupac. And then I love some 50.
Okay.
And then you know.
The Chelsea.
Jay-Z. You are on that Chelsea.
Did you hang out with 50? Have you ever?
Yeah, I did, man.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he was really nice.
That's one of the guys like I want to meet, like just off his business mindset.
Yeah, if you could call it business, but when he talked about the vitamin water situation, that wasn't even a business decision.
Yeah.
He said he never even seen anything.
Really?
He said by the time he already agreed to it, Pepsi already bought the company, and next thing you know, he's rolling in money. But
Wow.
He never
that's
did
crazy.
Anything.
I want
did
that luck.
For it. It was just pure luck. Blessing.
Yes.
But I mean, it's still, awesome that he, flirted with the idea
to
do something with them. But by the time anything actually happened, Pepsi already bought them out and
he had
25% of the stocks or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, he just fisted it over, man. It was over.
Awesome. Yeah. Anything I'm missing?
He bought a light blue Lamborghini and we asked him why he bought that color. And he said, because when people look at that, they go, why'd you buy it? And he goes, because I can.
Wow.
Rich people problems.
Why would you buy a light blue guy? Because I can. And I can throw it away if you want me to.
Are you into cars, too?
Yeah. I just bought a Tesla. Do you know what that is?
Yes. No, I'm looking. It's a Latu does.
Yeah, it's an electric car, right? It's an electric sports car.
I was just about to say that because LA likes to do all that, good air stuff.
Good air? good stuff, like not buy gas ever again?
Yeah, okay.
Not much of an issue, but back then, yeah.
Gas is cheaper now, though.
Hey, man, I have a G-Wagon, too, and you fill it up every 2 days.
Oh, because the LA traffic.
Car. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. So the electric car, I'm never at a gas station. And I love it. And it's fast.
Yeah, it's super fast.
It's amazing.
When you rev it up, they go...
No, it just flies. I feel like George Jetson in that thing, man.
It looks George Jetson-ish, by the way.
It's amazing. It
see, I did see the electric car from BMW, the i3.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's a weird...
It fits inside my trunk.
Yeah. It's a weird car. I've seen that.
Yeah.
But it's also like...
Look
40.
Up the Tesla. It's amazing.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm going to look that up.
I just remember when they first released it, it was already sold out, like before they even came out with the first few cars.
Yeah. Wow. I just got mine. I ordered it 2 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good turnaround, though.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Awesome. Joe Coy and on JR in the Morning Show.
Yes.
You can see him on Twitter, Instagram.
You can see him tonight.
Facebook. Yeah. Wise Guys Comedy Club.
What time does the show start?
Show starts at 8 tonight, I believe. Yeah, 8 tonight.
Okay, cool. So, and you'll be there Friday and Saturday.
There you go.
Wise Guys.
Let's do this.
WiseGuysComedy.com if you want to get more details. It's You Daddy 2, JR in the Morning Show.
JR in the Morning Show. Waking you up weekday morning 6 to 10. Only on U92.